rematch of the SCAC championship game from last February. It happened on this court. It was TLU surviving that one 99-95 in double overtime. And the Texas Lutheran Bulldogs and the University of Dallas tied up 16-all with 10-12 to play in the first half of this game. Both teams trying to extend winning streaks. On the high post, it's Noah Seckinger for TLU. Dribbles out beyond the three-point line, and he goes to Sebastian Andrade on the right baseline. Andrade backing in. Lefty jump hook. He drops it over the rim and in. 4 points for Sebastian Andrade. 18-16. TLU's come back from six down to take the lead. 9:49 to play in the first half. A three the other way by Cameron Hyde. Too strong, and the rebound ripped down by Caleb Lister. Jameer Mason up the left sideline for TLU. Crossover move. Drives strong to the rack. Had the ball stripped. Grabbed the loose ball back. Reverse layup on the follow shot. He draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line. And the foul's on John Russell of the University of Dallas, his first, the fourth team foul on the Crusaders. Jameer Mason coming off a season-high ball game, 15 points to go with 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. Sunday in the win at Centenary. Was 3-for-6 from three-point range in that game. He's already knocked down 3 triples in this game. He missed the first free throw. One more coming up. Lines it up, lets it go, rattles it in. Just a 42% free throw shooter, something that he's still working on, but he knocks down 1 of 2, and he puts TLU in front 19-16 with 9:30 to go in the first half. Dallas basketball, Jai Love across the timeline, drive and dish, deflected pass. It's still in the hands of Isaiah Hayes. He'll drive down the lane. Shot rejected by Sebastian Andrade. Loose ball to Mason. TLU in transition. A three on the way by Mason. Too strong. The rebound tipped around, controlled by Noah Seckinger, but a pushing foul on Seckinger. Gave the forearm check to clear out John Russell and grab that rebound, and the official on the baseline sees it. Fourth team foul on TLU, but no individual with more than one. 9:12 to play in the first half. 19-16, the Bulldogs in front. They've trailed by as many as 6, up by 3 for the time being. Dallas basketball, and it's Isaiah Hayes at the top of the key. He'll hand it off to Cameron Hyde. Down the lane, Hyde, lefty runner on the way, missed it short, grabbed his own rebound, lost it off his foot, out of bounds on the baseline. TLU basketball. Substitution for the Bulldogs, Brock Weaver, the sophomore from San Antonio O'Connor. 5'11", 170, the backup point guard checking in to replace Jameer Mason. Jameer giving TLU his typical great defense and 9 points on 3 threes in the opening stretch of this game. Off to a great start tonight. Weaver across the timeline, directing traffic for TLU. A drive by Royce Torres on the right baseline. He goes up strong on the block, draws contact, and he'll go to the free throw line. Cameron Hyde, the guilty party on the foul, his first 15 foul on Dallas here in the first half. So Royce Torres, sophomore from San Antonio Clark, at the free throw line for the first time this evening. His first attempt's on the way, and he drains it clean as a whistle. 76% from the line this season, Torres averaging 3.3 points and just under 2 rebounds a game. He'll look to give TLU a 5-point lead if he can knock this one down. Sends it on the way, and it rims in and finally drops. The first 2 points for Torres, 21-16. Bulldogs over the Crusaders, 8:41 to go in the first half. Dallas basketball, Michael Wamsgans, top of the key. Jai Love dribbles to the right side. A weave handoff here to Isaiah Hayes. He'll put it on the floor, drive down the left side of the lane. Crossover move, kick it out to Wamsgans. Contested three, and he drills it. Michael Wamsgans, the second leading three-point shooter in the conference, and an all-SCAC selection a year ago. His first points tonight, and he pulls Dallas back to within 2. TLU's in front, 21-19 with the basketball, 8:10 to go in the first half. Sebastian Andrade launching a deep three off the dribble. No good, and the rebound ripped down by John Russell of the University of Dallas. Wamsgans into the front court, left side for the Crusaders. Cross-court pass to the right to Jai Love. Rotate it baseline for Isaiah Hayes. He puts it on the floor. No-look pass underneath for Russell, and he drops a layup in off the window. Give the assist to Hayes. The bucket to Russell, his first. The 6'7 junior into the scoring column for the first time. 21-all. So a 5-0 run for Dallas to pull even after TLU built the 21-16 lead. Bulldog basketball And it's Royce Torres deep in the left wing. 7:31 to go in the first half. Torres with a baseline drive and a hip check, but no foul by the defender Cameron Hyde. Lister launching a contested three. That's an air ball, and the rebound controlled by Isaiah Hayes. Here comes Dallas. Jai Love up the right sideline. Baseline to Cameron Hyde. Strong to the rack, and his shot is rejected by Seckinger. Loose ball to Sebastian Andrade. TLU with the basketball back and a chance to take the lead. Torres will fake the three at the top of the key and go back to Andrade. He's directing traffic with a play call from Mike Wacker over here on the sideline. 15 to shoot, 21-21 tie ball game. Andrade with a step back jumper from 17, missed it short. Offensive rebound, Caleb Lister, and the ball knocked out of bounds by Dallas's John Russell. Caleb Lister, the leading offensive rebounder in the conference, averaging 3.5 per ball game. 6:50 to go in the first half, 21 all, and a media timeout. We'll take a break here on Seguin Radio, KWED. Mike McBride back with you at Jim Schuler Court inside Memorial Gym. Dallas shooting 40%, 8 of 20. And from three-point range, 4 for 7, 57%. The Bulldogs are 7 of 18 overall, 4 for 10 from 3. And the game all knotted up with 6:50 to play in the first half, 21 all. And it's TLU basketball out of the timeout. Brock Weaver on the baseline right side of his own basket. And he throws the basketball away. Scott Bolin with the steal at a right-handed layup. Banked in off the glass by Bolin, the senior from Houston Clear Lake, with his first bucket off the bench. And he gives Dallas a 23-21 lead, 6:38 to play in the first half. TLU basketball, Weaver on the Bulldog logo near midcourt, directing traffic, drive and dish right side to Jordan Kite. Kite pulls up at the free throw line, contested jumper rattles in and out to the rebound pulled down by John Russell. So TLU led 21-16. Right now Dallas on a 7-0 run, and they're up by two. Crusaders with the basketball, right wing three, Dustin Mathis off the front rim short, chases down his own rebound, and a new shot clock for Dallas. Mathis down the right side of the lane, backing in on Weaver. In trouble, had it stripped, picked up the loose ball, goes left side to John Russell. Shot clock to 10 seconds. Mathis off the screen, tightly guarded, cross-court pass on the right here to Ian Burns. He'll drive the baseline and commit the charge. Terrific defense by Royce Torres to step in and draw the offensive foul from Ian Burns. 5:56 to go in the first half, 23-21 Dallas. And the Crusaders currently on a 7-0 run. TLU trying to snap that on this possession. Royce Torres comes to the bench. Cameron Fontenot checking in to replace him. Five on the floor for TLU. Fontenot, Brock Weaver, Sebastian Andrade, Noah Seckinger, and Jordan Kite. Andrade walks it across the midcourt stripe, and he's tightly guarded by Dustin Mathis. Dribbles deep to the left wing, and a quick pass to Jordan Kite. High post to Seckinger, looking for an open teammate. Seckinger bounces it in to Sebastian Andrade. He'll face up in the mid-post area left side. Andrade into the lane, right-handed jump hook off the back rim, no good. Rebound, Noah Seckinger, new shot clock for TLU. They didn't reset the shot clock. That ball did hit the rim. Fontenot launching a left-wing jumper just inside the arc, and the long rebound chased down by Weaver. Saved it from going out, but John Russell comes up with a loose ball. And it's Dallas basketball with a 23-21 lead over TLU, 5:14 to play in the first half. Isaiah Hayes with a drive down the left side of the lane, right side pass to Scott Bolin. Scott at the free throw line, he kicks it out to Dustin Mathis. The shot clock to 10, Mathis high screen and roll with Russell. Three-pointer off the dribble, he knocks it down. Dustin Mathis with his third three in the first half. 9 points for him, 26-21. A 10-0 run for Dallas after the Bulldogs had led by five. They're down by five. 4:47 to play in the first half. Sebastian Andrade deep in the right wing. TLU trying to snap the scoring drought on this possession. Andrade cutting down the lane off the screen, kicks it back out to Kite. Fontenot deep right side, well defended, over to Seckinger and back out to Jordan Kite with only five to shoot. Kite with a drive on the right baseline, kicks it out to Seckinger. Contested three, knocks it down at the shot clock buzzer. That's his first three-pointer of the season. Noah Seckinger was 0 for 3 the entire year from beyond the arc, and that snaps the 10-0 Dallas run. It's 26-24, Crusaders up 2 with the basketball. Ian Burns down the lane with a right-handed jumper from 14 feet, too strong. Rebound Jordan Kite, TLU with the ball back, and a chance to tie or take the lead. A deep three by Kite off the front rim. And that ball goes out of bounds on the near sideline, last touched by TLU's Noah Seckinger. 3:57 to go in the first half, 26-24 Dallas. And TLU with substitutions as a media timeout's called. We'll take a quick break here on Seguin Radio, KWED.